KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Two teenagers in Stebbins who stole four-wheelers and taunted a foreman with racially charged threats have been taken into custody. Alaska State Troopers charged the two juveniles, whose names cannot be released, with three counts each of vehicle theft, three counts of assault in the third degree, and one count of assault in the fourth degree. They were also charged with reckless driving and criminal mischief, and one was charged with harassment. The threats from the juveniles forced a foreman and two electricians to leave town last Sunday and abandon a $10 million tank farm project. The Alaska Village Electric Cooperative contracted STG to build the community tank farm in Stebbins. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the STG foreman who confronted the juveniles about the stolen four-wheelers had to eventually lock himself inside heavy machinery to protect himself. With the teenagers taken into custody, the STG crew plans to head back to Stebbins today to complete the project. A community meeting was held last Thursday with STG and their client, the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, the DCRA, the Alaska State Troopers, and members of the community of Stebbins. Anna Nishonuk with the Stebbins IRA addressed the community last Thursday, saying the community needs to come together and stop this type of destruction. She says the two taken into custody were involved in gang-type activities, and community members at this point are very relieved.
If this didn't happen, this bad situation, you know, what had happened, if it didn't happen, something good wouldn't have come out of it. And the good that came out of it was our community, our leaders came together. The people who cared for our children and our community came together and voiced their concerns and spoke about how they need to fix things in our village.
Nora Tom is a Stebbins City administrator and was at the meeting. She says the city is hiring an extra VPO to patrol in the evenings, bringing the staff of five to a staff of six. Community members also said they'd like to instate a community watch program. STG's senior project manager, Dave Myers, says they're getting a lot of support from the community.
You know, this is unfortunate. It was, you know, our actions were really strictly to provide safety for our workers, but it looks like a greater good will come out of this, and we're looking forward to getting back to work out there.
AVEC President and CEO Mira Kohler says the completion of the community's new tank farm is needed to receive the fuel shipment for the winter heat and gas. AVEC is a partner with the Denali Commission, the entity that funded the new tank farm in Stebbins. Once the tank farm is complete, it will be turned over to the management of the city of Stebbins. Air Force officials at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson say a 22-year-old airman has died on base. Officials say senior airman Brandon Cox was found dead near Six Mile Lake by members of the 673rd Security Forces Squadron. Officials say Cox died Saturday and his death is under investigation. Cox was an explosive ordnance disposal technician. And Alaska State Troopers say a 36-year-old Kluwak man died when a log fell on top of him in a timber sorting yard on Prince of Wales Island. Troopers say Billy Worley died at the scene of the accident at a logging camp near Nutqua Lagoon. Troopers were notified Saturday morning, and according to troopers, Worley was working in the sorting yard when a 70-foot log fell off a logging cradle on top of him. Troopers say the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been notified. No foul play is suspected. Troopers say the body will be transported to the state medical examiner's office. And U.S. Senator Mark Begich and his staff will head out across Alaska this month, meeting with Alaskans, visiting small businesses, and getting ideas for new job growth in communities from Point Lay to Kodiak. And today they'll be in Nome. Begich's Growing Alaska tour is designed to gather information and talk to Alaskans about the progress and innovation happening all across the state. His staff will be set up today at the Quarick Boardroom from 3 to 4:30 this afternoon to talk to people about any federal issues they have. Tomorrow, his staff will be in Unalakleet, and on Wednesday, in St. Michael. Governor Sean Parnell is urging Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to speed up a federal decision on development of Alaska's Point Thompson oil and gas field. In a letter released Sunday, Parnell tells Salazar the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans to delay a major decision on the project. Parnell urges Salazar to exercise his authority to expedite the record of decision for Point Thompson. Parnell says the decision was supposed to be issued in September, but has now been pushed to later in the year. Point Thompson, 22 miles east of the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline, is estimated to contain 8 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, about 300 million barrels of gas condensate liquids, and some traditional crude oil. Salazar is currently in Alaska. And the most expensive campaign in Alaska this year is being waged over a proposal to reestablish the coastal management program in the state. More than $918,000 has been raised so far. The bulk of that has come from resource development and industry groups seeking to defeat ballot measure 2. Opponents say they're not against Alaska having a coastal management program, but that the program proposed by the ballot measure could impede development. Supporters say a program is imperative to give the state a meaningful say on federal decisions affecting Alaska's coastal areas. They say it also would serve to help coordinate the permitting process and cut through red tape. The issue will appear on the August 28 primary ballot. And 10-year-old Aaron Blust of Juneau is an inspired chef, and his salmon dish is getting him and his family a trip to Washington, D.C. Blust is one of the winners of the National Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. The contest was organized by Epicurious.com, the United States Department of Education, the United States Department of Agriculture, and Michelle Obama's Let's Move Health Initiative. Parents of children between the ages of 8 and 12 were encouraged to send in their kids' original recipes for a nutritious, delicious lunch. A winner was selected from each state, as well as from the District of Columbia and several U.S. territories. Blust will represent Alaska at the Kids' State Dinner, which the First Lady will host at the White House early next week. And a look at the price of gold this morning, down $1.60 an ounce to $1,619.90. An ounce of silver's down 19 cents to $28.04, and a pound of zinc at 81 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:53 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 54 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.